Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
What's up? How's it going out there?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How are you?
Doing good. Sunday good. Football.
Oh, yeah, you gotta love it, man. That's what we're gonna lead off with. We're gonna talk about this Jets win. You know, we're gonna talk a little bit about, you know, Giants against Vikings tomorrow night. Talk a little bit about the World Series, I should say, you know, between the Cardinals and the Red Sox, which is a rematch of the 2004 World Series. And we'll also talk about Knicks, as you know, Knicks and the Nets seasons are starting on October 30th, so it's just around the corner. And of course, as usual, you know, we're going to talk a little sports entertainment, a little WWE, a little TNA, as they have their big event, Bound of Glory, coming out tonight. And, of course, you know how we do on this show. We talk sports and entertainment and everything else. And the number is, of course, 917-388-4189. So feel free to speak your mind. And with that, let's let's kick off with some football here. And the Jets, you know, they got a much-needed win against, you know, their divisional rival, the New England Patriots, by the final score of 30-27 in overtime. And basically, you know, the Jets defense, you know, they held Brady in check. You know, he finished with no touchdowns. And basically, you know, it was Gronkowski's first game back of the season. And, you know, basically, you know, Geno Smith, you know, he got a very elusive win, you know, against Tom Brady, you know, even as a rookie. So, you know, congrats to him.
Yeah.
And, you know, the defense played great. And Nick Folk, he got a 42-yard field goal, and away, you know, the Jets go.
Yeah, it was a good win. Jets defense played good. Geno Smith, you could make a case that he outplayed Tom Brady today.
Yeah, definitely. You know, he threw for a touchdown. You know, he rushed for a touchdown. He did throw a costly interception, which led to, you know, basically a touchdown. So, I mean, he was imperfect, but, you know, he played very well, you know, especially for a rookie. So, you know, congrats to him.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And, of course, he's the first Jet rookie since, of course, Mark Sanchez to beat Tom Brady, you know, and the Patriots as a rookie.
Yeah. So it was a good win. I'd have to give the game ball to the Jet defense. The Jet defense played very well today.
Yeah, give it to Mo Wilkerson, Allen, you know, a bunch of guys, you know, they showed up today.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a must-needed win. You know, they got to, you know, they want to get that division, which they haven't had forever, it seems like.
Yeah, definitely, man.
So
they're 4-3, right?
Yeah, they're 4-3. Much-needed win.
One game back of the Patriots now.
Yep. It's always, you know, that Patriots is always in, you know, that front view mirror, man, of the,
yeah.
They're always right in front of the Jets, man. So, you know, they had to beat them. And now
yeah.
Jets are, you know, 2-1 in the division. And, of course, their only loss of the year was, of course, the Patriots in week two.
Yeah.
With a 13-10 loss. So, there's some good redemption they got there going tonight. Actually, today.
Yeah, it was a good win. The Patriots got Gronkowski, so now, you know, they'll be able to strengthen their offense a little bit now, because I know Tom Brady has been playing with these rookies, all these young guys, you know, and the offense hasn't really looked good for the Patriots, but now that they have Gronkowski, maybe now Patriot offense will be a little better. But today that didn't matter because Jet defense just overwhelmed Patriot offense.
Yeah, and you know, Gronkowski had a little flashes in the beginning, but
yeah.
You know, the defense, you know, for the most part, you know, kept him in check.
Yeah.
And another kudos to Josh Cribb, his first game as a Jet. He played well. He had some. You know, he rushed for some, you know, key yardage that led to, you know, to some, you know, to a touchdown. So,
yep.
You know, he played a little well. And overall,
and,
you know, a good win.
Yeah, good, great win. Who do you guys play next week?
We go to Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah, they've been playing good.
Bengals.
Yeah,
so
Bengals, Bengals had a tough one today against the Lions. They've been playing pretty good, too.
So, you know, just gotta be prepared, man. They don't want to get mauled by the Bengals.
And Bengals have a good defense. You know, they're a good team, so that's going to be another tough test for the Jets.
Well, absolutely. And just so far, they haven't won two games in a row, and they haven't lost two games in a row either. So
something has to give.
Yeah, something definitely has to give. So hopefully they can put a winning streak going.
Yeah.
And speaking of winning streaks, you know, your guys have to start a winning streak by winning tomorrow against the Vikings. And, of course, I'm talking about your New York football Giants.
Yeah, Giants play on Monday Night Football tomorrow against the struggling Vikings. The Vikings, they're going to start Josh Freeman, who they just got, who they just signed, because Josh Freeman was released by the Buccaneers, a couple weeks ago, and it's going to be a good game. I mean, the Vikings have been struggling, and Giants are playing at home, so you would expect the Giants to get the win tomorrow, but, you know, Giants, no game has looked good this season for the Giants, so.
Right.
And you got Adrian Peterson, who's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and unfortunately, you know, he recently found out that he has a 2-year-old son, and he recently died. So our condolences go out to you know, Adrian Peterson and his family and the mother who lost you know, her child. You know, apparently by her boyfriend or something like that. You know, it's a really tragic, you know, situation. A little kid being murdered by someone you care about. I mean, it's just unthinkable, really.
Yeah, it is tragic. It's messed up. And Adrian Peterson has been dealing with a lot of baby mama drama. There's another one of his baby mamas that's saying that, you know, she should get more money for child support.
Mm.
So it's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, I mean, she has a right to ask for more money. I mean, you know, if he is the father, you know, he does deserve to pay more. But
oh no, this is not from the. This is from someone, another mother.
I know it's not the same lady who just lost a kid, but I'm saying,
yeah.
I don't know, the timing seems a little insensitive of it. I mean, I know, don't get me wrong, she does deserve the money, but I don't know.
Maybe well, these athletes need to, like, learn how to put on condoms. Real, like. Don't get yourself mixed into this baby mama drama.
Or don't mess around with women that they don't, you know. They don't plan on, you know, sticking around with, basically.
Yeah.
And then they won't have to deal with this drama.
You always hear with these athletes, man. Maybe these athletes don't have brains.
maybe they don't seem like it. But with that, switching, talking about athletes with brains, well, without brains, Carmelo Anthony, man. This guy allegedly, you know, he might opt out of his contract, you know, because obviously he's going to get, if he opt out, you know, Knicks could, you know, give him $30 million more than any other team. So there's, you know, he's, you know, toying with the idea of maybe going to the Lakers. But, I mean, you know, I think he's going to stay. But if he leaves, you know, that's his problem, you know.
Yeah.
If he thinks he can't win a championship with the Knicks, hey. You know, he can leave. There's a door.
I mean, I don't understand why he would want to leave. I mean, this is his city.
Yeah.
This is the mecca of the basketball world, you know.
Yep.
There's no other place to play other than New York City. I mean, I guess L.A., but do you really want to go to L.A. and play under Kobe's shadow?
He's basically going to play with Kobe for 1 year, basically, because I think after this year is going to be Kobe's last year. So
yeah,
I mean the window.
I think Kobe will stay with the Lakers. You know.
Well, no, I know that, but apparently he's going to retire in 2 more years. He's reportedly said that he's going to retire after you know, next year. So I don't know.
See that.
I would. I mean, I'd see that. I'd like to see that too. But you know. You know, if they do get another player, and I guess if he feels he has a little less in the tank, you know, maybe he might play another extra 2 more years, four. But, you know, but then again, you a great player like that, you want this guy to go out on top. I mean, look at it objectively. I mean, I don't care about Kobe Bryant because he plays for the Lakers, but, you know, if you want to look at it, you know, objectively, I mean, or should I say subjectively? Oh, actually, I was right the first time.
Yeah.
You know, you want to see a great player go out, you know, in the top of his game.
Exactly.
Not a shell of himself.
Yeah, I agree, you know. But, I mean, I hope – I mean, we're the only team that gives him the opportunity to win, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to go with the Lakers? I mean, the Lakers, I think, have – they lost something. I mean, they lost Ron Artest.
Exactly.
They lost Dwight Howard.
Yep.
You know, they're not going to be one of the top teams in the West, I don't think. You know?
Exactly. And,
Kobe's injured. You know, who knows when he'll be fully healthy again. You know.
Yeah, Ron Artest, a.k.a. Meta World Peace, is now with the Knicks, I should say.
Yeah.
And Dwight Howard, I mean, he left – he left the Lakers to go to the Rockets. I mean, usually, team, especially centers, they leave teams to go to the Lakers. They don't run away from the Lakers.
Exactly.
And then another thing, and if you think that's weird, you know, Doc Rivers, you know, the great Celtic coach, he leaves the Celtics and goes to the Clippers. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
A decade ago, you would never think a scenario like that would ever happen, that a Celtics coach would leave the Celtics, a team that has more championships than anybody in NBA, and he goes to the Clippers, who has none.
Well, to be fair, it was a trade, though. It was a trade.
He forced a trade because, you know, he changed his mind about being in a rebuilding process because –
yeah.
You know, basically all his, you know, his Warriors are gone, you know, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, they got traded to the Nets, you know, so basically, you know, he didn't want to do a rebuilding process and, you know, basically, you know, Rondo's all by himself in Boston, basically.
Well, you know, Clippers are a good team. I mean, this is not your grandma's Clippers from the 90s.
We can't even say
your
grandma's or your dad or your older brother's Clippers, you know. They're horrible, you know. But, yeah, of course, they're a much better team. I mean, last year they had their best year of their franchise, hands down.
Yeah.
I mean, they had, you know, of course, they have Blake Griffin. They got Chris Paul now. So, I mean, it's not like these guys are still scrubs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just
exactly. It's
just weird, just, you know, for a Celtic coach who actually won a championship with the Celtics to leave them to go, as you did say, it was via a trade, you know, to go to the Clippers. But
I think it would have been stranger if you went to the Lakers. But the Clippers, I mean, they're the second LA team, so I don't see any issue.
I don't think it would be strange for the Lakers because, you know, Lakers is another storied franchise, just like the Celtics. And
right, but
know,
that's
the
like,
Knicks too.
But that's, you know, conference, that's interconference rivals, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, that is
town,
true.
Cross rivals, cross
yeah,
conference
I mean,
rivals, I should say.
That is true. I understand that. I mean, it would kind of like have the same effect of when Pat Riley left, you know, the Knicks and went to the Heat.
Yeah.
You know, that was shocking. So, I mean, I do definitely agree with you on that. But speaking of the Nets, you know, what was I going to say? You know, they're also going to start their preseason their season on the 30th. And basically, you know, Pierce and Kevin Garnett, you know, they're not going to play in the preseason against the Celtics. You know, they're saving their, you know, their debut for the, you know, the regular season.
Well, that's smart because they're older and, you know, I guess it's to keep them from getting injured.
Yep.
Darren Williams already hurt, I heard.
Yeah, so they're trying to, with Darren Williams, that, you know, they're, you know, they're taking it, the kid has been allegedly saying day by day, you know, he's not giving any updates on, you know, the status of Darren Williams.
Yeah.
And, you know, they need to take their time, just like Stoudemire's trying to come back for game one, you know, with the Knicks on the same day. You know, I think both guys, you know, they should, you know, take their time.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, opening day is just, I mean, as magical as opening day is, you know, you know, gives your fan base hope, you know, especially in this, you know, especially in this city.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just one game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta plan for the future.
I agree with you. I agree.
So my advice for both guys, especially Stoudemire, who, you know, me and you have a vested interest as Knicks fans, you know, he should, you know, definitely rest up until, you know, he feels he's 100% healthy.
Yeah, he's got to play like the old Stoudemire, man, if he wants to win this year, because...
Absolutely.
He's got to give us, like, since he'll be coming off the bench most likely, he's got to give us, like, I would say 10-10 every night off the bench.
Oh, most definitely. And, J.R. Smith, you know, the last year's six-man winner of the year, I guess I could still technically say it's this year since the regular season hasn't started, but,
yeah,
you know, he is the reigning six-man of the year, and, of course, you know, he still wants to start, but, you know, being a company man, he's gonna, you know, come off the bench if they need him.
Yeah. And, you know, he's starting the season out injured. When is he coming back anyway?
Oh, yeah. Whenever he comes back, whenever he's healthy, he's going to miss 5 games because of substance abuse, which allegedly he took marijuana. So whenever he's cleared to come back and you know, play, he's going to miss the first 5 games.
Very smart.
Whenever he's cleared to be whenever he's cleared to, you know, play, you know, just add 5 more games until he come back. So
man,
you're not gonna see him for a while. Let me see what else. Oh yeah, Cardinals and Red Sox. They're going. Oh yeah, we talked about that already. You know, those guys are going to the World Series, and basically, congratulations to them. Basically.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good World Series.
Absolutely.
So you have rematch of 04.
Yep.
And you got the two best teams. They have the two best records in the baseball. So, you know, it's rare to see the two best teams with the best record meet in the World Series.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's definitely going to be interesting to watch.
It starts Wednesday.
Yep. And let's switch to, sports entertainment here.
WWE.
Let's talk WWE. Let me see what's happening. Oh, yeah, CM Punk, he's going to fight both Ryback and Paul Heyman, his former manager/advocate, as Paul Heyman likes to call himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to fight against both of them in a handicap match inside a Hell in the Cell match.
Yeah, that's going to be Paul Heyman's going to get his ass kicked.
Again, I don't think Paul Heyman's gonna get a cheap win off CM Punk again.
Nah.
And let me see. I'm trying to think. Oh yeah. The Rhodes brothers, they won the tag team title together.
Oh yeah.
That was a great match they had on Raw against the Shield.
I was happy for them.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, both guys have won tag team titles prior. You know, Cody Rhodes won it with Hardcore Holly and I'm trying to remember his name, Ted DiBiase Jr. And of course, Goldust won it with Booker T years ago. So both guys are very familiar with, you know, the tag team titles.
Yep.
So it was very nice to see both guys, you know, they finally won it together as, you know, as brothers, as a team. So, congratulations to them.
Yeah, congrats. It was a nice win.
Sure was. And I guess now the Shield are going to, not the Shield, the Rhodes brothers, they're going to face the Usos, because prior to the Rhodes winning, Usos were supposed to be the real number one contenders. So, That should be an interesting matchup. I don't know if that's going to make the Usos turn heel or whatnot, or if it's going to be two face tag teams fighting against each other.
That's interesting.
That'll definitely be interesting. And,
yeah,
of course, we know John Cena is returning to face Del Rio in a match I don't care about for the World Heavyweight title. I'm sorry, man. Del Rio is boring, man.
He is.
I'm not saying the guy.
I thought they were going to make Ricardo Rodrigo
turn on RVD.
Yeah.
I thought so, too, but, you know, I guess they didn't want to, I'm guessing they didn't want to do that because they turned Sandow, you know, face, so they weren't, they weren't going to make him cash in on RVD, so I guess that's the reason why they didn't do that.
Mm.
And the only way I'd be interested in this match is if, you know, John Cena went world life, won the title, which I wouldn't care about him winning the title, and then Sandow cashing in on him.
I could see that happening.
I think that'd be the only way I actually would care about that match.
Yeah, I could see that happening, actually.
And who's fighting for the... Oh, yeah. Right, it's going to be Daniel Bryan versus Orton and HBK in the Hell in the Cell match. And I'm really looking forward to seeing that one, to see if, Shawn Michaels, do a vintage screw job in the favor of Triple H.
Yes.
That's the match I'm really looking forward to. And I think Daniel Bryan's going to win it that time because...
I think so, too.
Because enough is enough, you know. They're really ruining the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
All these stupid stuff that they did, the fast count and then stripping Daniel Bryan of the title the night after Night of Champions. And then they have Big Show stealing, Daniel Bryan's yes. It's like they're trying to water down Daniel Bryan's momentum.
Yeah.
But I do.
At least Big Show is back to being a
fan favorite
face again.
Yeah, for the millionth time. But I do like. I mean, this is the best usage of Big Show as a good guy ever. Because
yeah,
you have Big Show knocking out Triple H, knocked out the Shield to help the Rhodes brothers win the title.
Yep.
And this is the biggest momentum he's ever had. And apparently on Raw, they're going to strip Big Show of his stage name and call him by his real name, Paul White.
Really? Is that going to be permanent?
Since he's not an employee anymore, technically. Wink, wink. He's fired. So apparently it seems like tomorrow Triple H is going to take away his Big Show stage name.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like how Big Show was when he first showed up.
Right.
And I'm trying to see what else happened. Well, TNA, they're going to have their pay-per-view event, and, for Bound for Glory, I think AJ Styles is going to fight against Bubble Ray, or should I say Bully Ray for the title, which I'm assuming, a lot of TNA fans would be interested in that.
Man, I haven't seen TNA since Hulk Hogan retired.
Yeah, me too. And Kurt Angle, he got inducted to the TNA Hall of Fame yesterday. So congratulations
nice
to him.
Yeah,
but I'm really looking forward for him to be inducted in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be more special.
Oh, absolutely. So apparently Hulk Hogan's still a free agent, so... Who knows if he's gonna appear on TNA tonight at Bound for Glory or if he appears for WrestleMania 30, depending who he signs with. So
he was trying to come to WWE, right? And WWE didn't want to give him money or something.
Yeah, there was a rumor about that, but then that rumor has been supposedly that rumor may not be true. So technically, it looks like he's still a free agent. So there's something really. I guess we'll find out soon enough.
Yeah, basically.
Anything you'd like to say?
No, that's it. I'm going to check out my show, iMac, on Saturdays at 11. And check out this show, Sports and Religion, on Sundays at 6 p.m.
All right, folks. We'll see you again next week. Have fun.